Some lifelong habits start early. Smoking tends to be one of them. And the thinking is that if kids don't start, or else quit smoking while they're young, they won't light up later in life. That's the aim of school-based prevention programs, which have been shown to work on a short-term basis. But a review of school smoking prevention programs done at the Indiana University School of Medicine shows they're ineffective in stopping smoking in the long run. Dr. Sarah Weehy says it may be that middle and high schoolers actually stopped smoking, then resumed. However, she suspects intervention programs had good short-term results for a different reason. Students merely told adults what they thought they wanted to hear.
They may be more likely, for example, to say that they don't smoke even if they do, because they know that there are study personnel there in their schools doing this program.
Of all the school-based smoking prevention programs Weehy reviewed, only one had results showing it worked. It's called Life Skills. That's the program used in the Madison School District. Joan Lerman oversees the district's alcohol and drug programs.
One of the things we're trying to address is that not everybody uses, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs.
Lerman says students also role play in situations where they learn to resist offers of tobacco or other drugs. Both Lerman and the researcher who reviewed school smoking programs say it's only one method of controlling teen tobacco use. Some studies have found anti-smoking media campaigns and high tobacco taxes more effective. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.